This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Friday for our opening market discussion with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. And Matt, we're going to learn a lot today with the reports, but what are we seeing in the grains?
Well, you know, on the overnight market, we saw some buying had come in, but then towards the close of the overnight session, of course, corn sold off. I don't think corn feels comfortable anywhere but lower here lately. It's just not been a whole lot of fun. You know, July corn, for instance, mid-month, you know, you were trading July corn up there around 460. You know, and now you're looking at 414. So, you know, in a matter of just 7 or 8 sessions, you know, we've plummeted this thing. And so it certainly seems like the trade or the funds, whoever you want to call it, but in essence, the bigger money players seem very content with the thought process, even, you know, that this corn crop could be smaller and things still be okay. You know, so I think that they feel like the stocks are ample, you know, to be able to weather any storm from this point forward. At least that seems like what the mentality is in this corn trade right now.
So, Matt, is the question then just how much corn we actually have on hand? And then would today answer some questions potentially? And could that change what we see then with the corn market in a little bit here?
Well, I mean, here's the problem. You know, if you're going to benchmark versus a year ago, there's no question that we've got more corn on hand, you know, substantially more corn on hand than what we had a year ago, first of all. Second of all, though, this appearance has been good, and I expect it's going to show up to be pretty good here today. If you're going to get, you know, a bullish surprise here on this report today, though, yeah, I don't know necessarily it's going to be as far as stocks are concerned. A lot of times we get a stock surprise, but I think if you really want to get this corn market moving in a different direction or a better direction, so to speak, you're about going to have to get something out of this acreage report.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down 3 even at 410 and 3 quarters. July soybeans up 1 even at 1153 and a quarter. On the Merc, August live cattle up 55 cents at 187 even. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at 261.30. July lean hogs down 30 cents at 89.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.